You're listening to SBS News.
The British government says Prime Minister Boris Johnson is still in charge, despite being admitted to hospital with persistent COVID-19 symptoms. The 55-year-old has a high temperature, but Downing Street says his admission is only a precaution. The news of Mr. Johnson's hospitalisation came within an hour of the Queen making a rare address to the Commonwealth. It's Her Majesty's fifth unscheduled address in her 68-year reign, and in it she called for unity and insisted a bright future is ahead.
We should take comfort that while we may have more still to endure, better days will return. We will be with our friends again. We will be with our families again. We will meet again.
Police were required to patrol London parks over the weekend. This policeman was forced to disperse people who had gathered in parks despite repeated warnings from the government to stay at home. Just under 48,000 people have tested positive for COVID-19 in the UK and nearly 5,000 have died. Health Secretary Matt Hancock warns that the government might be forced to ban outdoor exercise if people continue to flout the rules.
So I say this to the small minority of people who are breaking the rules or pushing the boundaries. You're risking your own life and the lives of others, and you're making it harder for us all. We've included exercise as one of the things that you can leave your house to do, because exercise is good for our physical and our mental health. But please do not bend or break this rule. We can't rule out further steps, but I don't want anyone to think that any changes to the social distancing rules are imminent, because the vast majority are following the rules.
One who didn't follow the rules is Scotland's Chief Medical Officer, Catherine Calderwood. Ms. Calderwood resigned after photos of her visiting her holiday home were published in a Scottish newspaper. She has apologised.
I did not follow the advice I'm giving to others. I'm truly sorry for that. I've seen a lot of the comments from members of the public on Twitter today. People calling me a hypocrite. People telling me about the hardships they've endured while following my guidance. My office has also received emails from members of the public who are making clear to me their disappointment and unhappiness at what I've done. People have told me that I'm irresponsible, that I've behaved as if my advice does not apply to me. I want people to know that I have seen all of that and I've heard the comments. What I did was wrong. I'm very sorry.
In New York, nearly 4,200 people have died, but the 594 deaths most recently reported is slightly down on the 630 deaths reported for the previous 24 hours. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo says it's too early to know the significance of the slight drop.
We're looking at this seriously now because by the data, we could be either very near the apex or the apex could be a plateau and we could be on that plateau right now. We won't know until you see the next few days. Does it go up? Does it go down?
But US President Donald Trump today warned that the worst could still be to come.
I think we all know that we have to reach a certain point, and that point is going to be a horrific point in terms of death. But it's also a point at which things are going to start changing. We're getting very close to that level right now. And the next week and a half, 2 weeks are going to be I think they're going to be very difficult. At the same time, we understand what they represent and what that time represents, and hopefully we can get this over with, because this is a very horrible thing for the world.
The bells still tolled at the Vatican for Palm Sunday, but St. Peter's Square was empty. Pope Francis held his traditional mass indoors amid the COVID-19 fears, when usually tens of thousands of pilgrims would have attended an outdoor mass. Italy has meanwhile registered its lowest day-to-day increase in deaths in more than 2 weeks. Coronavirus Special Commissioner Angelo Borrelli believes the virus has peaked there.
The curve has reached its plateau and now has begun to go down. And luckily, also the number of deaths has started to go down, which is an extremely important data. But as we know, those are events that refer to 2 weeks ago. So this is a hint that the whole system is bringing a significant slowdown of infections.
Iran has announced that low-risk economic activities can resume there from April 11th. Iran has been struggling to curb the spread of COVID-19, but authorities there are also concerned that measures to limit public life could wreck an economy already battered by US-imposed sanctions. Restrictions are easing too in Wuhan, the Chinese city which was the origin of the COVID-19 pandemic. Barriers erected at the start of the crisis are starting to be knocked down, a sign the city is ready to move on. You can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.